How's it going today?
I'm feeling good.
I didn't know if you were going to make it over here. You were planning your burger bet, and then you were...
I didn't know Baskin and Phelps ended the show at 1:45.
I guess so. Incredibly awkward, by the way. Incredibly awkward back and forth between you and Dustin, as he was just not picking up that your calendar's filled.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. Not Dustin Fox.
It was so classic.
One of our sales guy who I beat in a burger bet.
You beat him in this burger bet, and he goes, oh, so I got next week free. When you want to clean this thing up? When you want to go, I want to make you whole. When do you want to do this? And you're like, I don't know about next week.
I can't have four burgers in 1 week.
He gave you the whole week.
You've already given me my Swenson's card.
He literally was like Monday through Friday, like whatever day you want. Yep. Just pick out the day. We can get this done.
I'll get around to it.
I like to pay off my bets. And you're like, I don't know if I have this in me.
Four burgers in 2 weeks. All right. I'm trying to live to be at least 60 here. Yeah. Come on now.
I've seen that stop you before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
limit on burgers in a week. I've seen that.
That's the thing. Every other thing I don't limit myself on sugar, booze, any of that other stuff, but burgers, it's called self-restraint.
Well, you got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah,
it's usually a stent in the artery. That's the line that we're drawing.
You're going to get to a spot where you tell them, like, you just have to bring it in.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to happen here.
Yeah. That's the long play here.
Yeah, the Coach Riz, as we call it.
The only person that I would actually go out for a burger with was Daryl, and I'll be honest with you, that was tedious.
It didn't seem enjoyable.
Well, no, we had to drive to the same place, and then
who got out of whose car?
I'm not getting in his car.
I
drive a beautiful truck. He's getting into my truck.
Okay.
But then you had to have the conversation, and then it was a lot. I didn't say it's a burger and a hangout bet.
I think that's what Daryl wanted out of all of this, though. I think that's what Dustin Cuck wanted as well.
But Daryl's the only one that gets it because he's an OG. I've known him since he was nine.
I don't understand why people think this is like a burger and a hangout sesh. That's not the bet. The bet is a burger.
Yeah, exactly.
And in my case, a digital burger.
No less.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I'm the transaction you want in life, by the way.
It's a little cheap, but it's better than...
Not in the slightest.
It's better than everything else.
Right in your email inbox. You don't have to think about it anymore. You don't have to sweat about it until you want that burger, and then you go get that burger.
All right, we're having fun here.
Yeah, we're
having some fun here.
Yeah, all right, which is a setup to let us know that we're about to maybe get angry.
Yeah, and I think that's I want to preface this by saying that Jason Lloyd said something today on with the Modern Boys, the Ken Carmen Show. He said something on the Ken Carmen Show today.
With Anthony Wima.
And Owen. And producer we named later. A lot of people on that show.
Yeah.
Got Joey. Got Jeff.
Okay.
Got half the station working for him. Must be nice. But he was on the Ken Carmen Show. And he said something that's going to piss some of you off. It pissed me off. And I want to be clear here that when we react, I'm reacting to a thought that Jason's having that I do think people around the NFL actually echo. That I think that this isn't just Jason saying this. I think it's informed by what he hears from people around the NFL. But Jason was on with the Ken Carmen Show talking about Shador and his future with the Cleveland Browns.
Look at everything that Kevin went through over the last year with Shador and some of the stupidity and nonsense that was out there. What coach would want to sign up for that? Particularly when he didn't play that well. He wasn't that good. Like, I've been pretty adamant. He shouldn't be on this team. Like, to me, Shador should not be on this team next year. He's not good enough to be the starter, and this organization is not stable and mature enough to have him as a backup. They've proven that. So what, are you going to draft another quarterback and put him atop Shador, and then all the stuff comes back again about, well, what about Shador? When are you going to play Shador? Like, no thanks. Hard pass.
This literally happens all the time in the NFL. Just as a quick aside, that guy started for us last year. Now he's the backup. That's called the NFL.
That's called like the Saints every year for the previous decade. Yeah, I don't know what we're getting at here. Raiders for a million years.
I want to make it clear that when I say this, I'm speaking to the idea. I'm not speaking to Jason. I like Jason a lot. I think that this line of thinking is still too prevalent when it comes to people to talk about Shador. Jason, the part we didn't play there is part of his answer, and Ken went back at him. I thought Ken did a great job kind of pushing back.
No, that was good. And I want examples. This is exactly what I was thinking in the moment. It's like, give me the examples you don't like, Jason.
And the best thing we got was he mimed some words.
That pantomiming really hurt Shador for some reason.
It became like he called somebody a bad word, like he called somebody an unforgivable word, like a slur or something. But I just can't do this. I cannot do what I think is a lazy narrative around the NFL. Not that Jason's, this is, again, Jason is informed by what he hears from people. I think part of the conversation as a head coach, I think it's the greatest litmus test in the world. Hey, what do you think about Shador? And if you go, poor Kevin Stefanski, he really, I mean, he had questions. Like the whole point of, wow, you can't have Shador back. The whole point on why this was supposed to be torture for a head coach is Kevin Stefanski got a lot of stupid questions about Shador Sanders. Yeah. Have we listened to these press conferences? It's an occupational hazard.
Well, but I am interested in that side of this, by the way. The idea of if you really want this job, you're trying to be a head coach for the Browns, you really want this job, and you're trying to give them the answers you think they want instead of whatever your genuine answer is. How do they answer this with Shador?
I think you answer it honestly. I know you want to get the job, but I think Andrew Berry is in Shador's corner in one way or another. Answer it honestly.
I always thought he was in Shador's corner as well. And so, but like at this point, what exactly is that best answer? What answer do we think that the Browns want to hear? If you're sitting across and the head coach is a potential head coach candidate, what answer would you specifically want to hear?
I wouldn't have an answer. No, that's not true. I would just want to, what have you seen from him on tape? I don't care about the outside noise. What have you seen from the kid? Have you met him? What do you think of him? Because if you've met him, we saw him. He seems like a really great kid.
It's a tough question to answer, right? Because if you go into the idea that, he had no offensive line, he dealt with a million different injuries on the offensive side of the ball, basically no skill position players of value, Jerry Jeudy's not a true number one. Like, you're just trashing the offense at the start of the convo to the guy that built the offense.
You think Andrew Berry doesn't know that offensive line was problematic?
Doesn't mean he's going to want to hear it.
Take the job.
But it's tough though. I don't know what that answer is. I don't know how you shape this, but I do think that Andrew Berry wants Shador to be here. And so I think the new head coach is gonna have to get on board with that, I would imagine.
I would imagine, again, to some degree. But the idea that Shador shouldn't be here because Kevin Stefanski was annoyed at questions, I can't do this. Like, at some point we all gotta be adults about this, and I feel mostly about that way about NFL coaches. Like, if an NFL coach who's never sat in a room with the kid or hasn't sat in a room with him since last draft cycle, where Shador has had a full year to become a different person and learn from his experience in the NFL, if your thing is, well, he made me upset in the pre-draft process, if you're stuck to that, which Kevin, I think, was for far too long this year, cool, you don't get the job. And it's not, and by the way, it's not that I think Shador should be gifted anything. It is a, what are we doing here? Like, the kid came in, he did everything he was asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can haggle over what you thought the tape said, how good he was, stats. Ooh, everybody knows stats. Give me the QBR, baby. Like, I get it. You can have every one of those conversations,
EPA
and it's fair game.
EPA is what they like now.
The EPA, I mean.
Yeah, QBR, you're talking, you're a dinosaur.
It's the Environment Protection Agency. We got to protect the environment, and Shador doesn't want to, right? I think that's the take. Is that not the take?
Oh, it's like a global warming EPA? Truthers? Is
yeah,
that
I think
what that
so.
Is? Are they all in the same camp together?
I think so, EPA. Shador's EPA scores bad.
The whole thing just seems a little silly. It does. I don't love the idea that people want to make it seem like Shador is going to be the end all be all in this answer, and whether or not. But I mean, coaches can definitely eliminate themselves if they don't handle this right and with Andrew Berry in the whole entire process.
Isn't it leadership though? Like, I want a leader of men, right?
Yeah, that's what you've been saying.
Everybody here now is saying leader of men, and that's. A little nebulous. It's a little hard to define.
It is.
But much like pornography, you know it when you see it.
That's right. Yeah.
So if a coach says to me, he's going to get a lot of social media posts about this. Okay, you're not a leader of men.
Well, what quarterback isn't getting social media posts and clicks and likes at this point? They all have Instagrams.
If a quarterback in their social media presence, and honestly, if you think Shador's a little immature and that turns you off, grow up. Like, honestly, I cannot
handle.
Well, but
it'll come from the same guys that'll say he's immature while watching videos of Cam Skedaboo and
Jackson Dart.
And Jackson Dart throw his head through an actual, like, legitimate plasterized part of a wall and be like, no, but that guy's cool. That guy's just a gamer. That guy just has a lot of gumption, that guy. It's like, what are you talking about?
If you're afraid of the noise around Shador, honestly, you're chicken bleep. Like, really, you don't, and this isn't a Browns thing, it's not a Shador thing. Like, if a guy doesn't show up on time, if a guy is disrespectful, if a guy won't work, if a guy doesn't want to learn, if he, like, those are the things that are my non-negotiables. He's got a big TikTok following, and we get some questions about it. We get questions about the backup quarterback. Get out of my building. Like, it's the simplest thing in the world. And it's in it, honestly, at some point, it's insulting. Like, to all the people who all they can do, listen, you want to not like the kid? That's on you. That's fine. I have been called a supporter because I simply didn't crap on him every chance and do the reductive thing where the tape was pretty okay considering everything, and I didn't go, he's a failure, and just get pissed about it, right? By the way, because it's low-hanging fruit and it's not altogether true. But the point is, if you can't handle, like, I just, this idea that Kevin Stefanski went through some sort of war experience, like them drafting Shador Sanders was his Vietnam, is so incomparably dumb. One, it's insulting to Kevin Stefanski and makes him look like a total B.
Yeah.
Two, it paints a picture that this big, tough NFL, these leader of men, these, we're real football men, right? Oh, man, we're tough. I'm going to fight you in a bar. I'm going to watch Roadhouse and get with a bunch of guys and beat each other up.
Did you just try to score a defensive touchdown there? Is that what happened?
I gave it a little whoop, give it a little honk honk.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Because
yeah.
I'm a football guy.
You seem like
guy.
You're starting a lawnmower when you grab it. It's insane.
Let me beat my chest here. I'm a football guy. I'm like Leo with McConaughey on Coke and Wolf of Wall Street. I'm a football guy. Not Shador. Oh, no. Lord, not a question about a backup quarterback, please, Lord.
All the humanity.
Take my firstborn son, but not Shador. Not a question about Shador, dear God. Three questions in one session?
Yeah.
About Shador? No.
Why'd you say his name like a question mark?
No, please, God.
Shador?
Take my wife, but don't make me deal with questions about Shador Sanders.
Yeah, I know. God forbid we have to answer about his development or answer about just a simple thing about how his game went. I agree with you. I think it's very, very soft of any potential head coach to come into a building and then tell Andrew Berry we can't do it because of Shador. It's incredibly soft.
I want to be there.
Andrew Berry likes Shador. I don't think he's ready to say I'm done with him and this is your call.
It's not about Shador, though, to me. It's about how stupid.
What's about what he symbolizes to you is the idea here.
It's about how stupid this is.
Can you deal with any sort of whether he is doing it or whether it's his fans doing it or whether the people around him, whatever it comes with Shador, can you deal with that? And if you can't, I got bad news for you. There's always going to be a quarterback with an Instagram following. There's always going to be a wide receiver that wants to go on Dancing with the Stars. There's always going to be a running back that is dating a Kardashian. Okay, like this exists all throughout the NFL. It always will. It's just going to be a different guy. If you can't handle it now, you're not going to be able to handle it in the future.
I'm embarrassed. And I, in fairness, like, because it's not just about football guys. It's about the way reporters have started to get upset and basically blame the kid because there's Shador fans out there, supporters, who will go after them on social media.
Well, they won't be happy until this turns into Tebow. They called it Tebow Mania 2.0, and those set of people won't be happy until it legitimately turns into Tebow, where he tries to play a different sport or something stupid, or tries to come back as a tight end or something insane like that. Like, that's what they want out of all this. And that's where I just think it just doesn't sit well with
like,
me.
Like, at some point, if we all agree, Shador's been nothing but a great kid. He's been in the community. He clearly did the work necessary, no matter what you thought about the on-field product.
Mm-hmm.
If this is such a hang-up for a coach, I instantly lose all respect, and I would feel that way no matter who it is. If it was Quinshon Judkins, well, but he's on social media. Like, grow up. And I honestly do think, like, I like the idea that Shador shouldn't be here because of anything other than football. If you want to say you don't think he's an NFL quarterback, make your case.
Yeah.
I disagree with you, but we can have a disagreement here. But we can never just have the conversation about the football player because everyone gets stuck up on anything other than football. If you just look at the kid and if you look at the football, that's where the conversation belongs. And if a coach can't jive with that, he's exposed himself in an incredibly embarrassing way.
And listen, he hasn't earned the same, whatever you want to say, platitudes, everything else that I'm going to attach to how Ben Johnson treated Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams was the number one overall pick.
Yes.
There's a lot more to that, obviously, so I'm not going to, whatever. But like when Caleb Williams, after year one, people started talking about all sorts of different things around Caleb Williams. Did he actually hate Chicago? What's the deal with painting the nails? Is he soft? Is he this? Is he that? All these things. And Ben Johnson, by all reported accounts, coach went into the meetings with everyone that mattered and was like, I got this. This is my guy. He's the least of our problems. We got to get a guard center guard. He's the least of our problems, okay? That's a good thing. We want this type of guy. And like that should be the mentality. And that doesn't mean, obviously, Shedeur is Caleb Williams. I'm not saying that. But the idea is that you should come into the situation and say, that's the least of our worries. That's the least of our problems.
474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Jason Lloyd says, Shedeur shouldn't be here next year. Do you agree or disagree? I said agree in a weird way there. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got John Fanta, the burger bet shirking. He's shirking the responsibility.
I don't love the development from Fanta with this.
At 4:20, very disappointing. Jersey John joining us at 4:20 today. Albert Breer at 5:20. We'll talk a lot about the Browns coaching search. Who's the right candidate? Was Kevin the scapegoat? All that. Lance Reisland coming up at 6 o'clock today. A loaded show to talk about. But should Shedeur be here next year? Is he too much of a distraction for the new head coach? And the Shedeur experience, put a little bow on it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.